Time Warner Audiobooks presents 4th of July, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, and read by Carolyn McCormick. Part 1. Nobody Cares. Chapter 1. It was just before 4 a.m. on a weekday morning. My mind was racing, even before Jacoby nosed our car up in front of the Lorenzo, a grungy, rent-by-the-hour tourist hotel on a block in San Francisco's Tenderloin District that's so forbidding even the sun won't cross the street. Three black and whites were at the curb, and Conklin, the first officer, was taping off the area. "What have we got?" I asked him. "White male, Lieutenant. Late teens, bug-eyed, and done to a turn," Conklin told me. "Room 21. No signs of forced entry. Vic's in the bathtub, just like the last one." The stink of piss and vomit washed over us as Jacoby and I entered the hotel. No bellhops in this place, no elevators or room service either. Night people faded back into the shadows, except for one gray-skinned young prostitute who pulled Jacoby aside. "Give me $20, I heard her say. "I got a license plate." Jacoby peeled off a 10 in exchange for a slip of paper, then turned to the desk clerk and asked him about the victim. Did he have a roommate, a credit card, a habit? I stepped around a junkie in the stairwell and climbed to the second floor. The door to room 21 was open, and a rookie was standing guard at the doorway. "Evening, Lieutenant Boxer." "It's morning, Kirstie,"